Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Reverend John Kerrigan, Deacon of the Catholic community. It is the third Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle B.
I read in the paper the other day that the long-awaited Apple Watch is going to be released in March. And I'm very excited because Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, said that the new Apple Watch is going to be synchronized to the universal time standard and is going to be accurate to within 50 milliseconds. So that's 20 times more accurate than being accurate to a second. Now, I have an iPhone, and I've discovered that it can be off by up to 23 seconds, which explains a lot of my problems. Well, contrast the fanfare with the Apple Watch with the words of a former NFL coach who once said, "I don't wear a watch. The reason I don't wear a watch is because I always know what time it is. The time is now." And the subject of time, the fierceness of the moment, is the theme of today's readings from Scripture. People are asked to change their lives in the now. Wouldn't it be great if each of us got a command from God on how to live our lives with specific instructions on what to do? Instead of living in a fog where we try to figure out every day what to do, when to pray, when to go to Mass once a week, more than once a week, wouldn't it be great if we had specific instructions that we could live by that would be like a bright, shining light? In the Old Testament story, Job gets the Ninevites to repent almost instantly. And in the Gospel, the disciples follow Jesus probably unaware of what's ahead. They certainly couldn't have anticipated the crucifixion. Now, if all we know from the story of Jonah is what we read in the short passage we just heard, we'd probably think, wow, he's the perfect disciple. God asked him to go to Nineveh, Israel's enemy, the hated, brutal Nineveh, and he preaches to them, and they repent in a day. Yet if we find out more from the book of Jonah, we realize that there's more to being a disciple, whether it's Jonah or Andrew or Simon or James or John or any of us here today. Because the first time that the Lord asked Jonah to go to Nineveh, he said, in effect, "Are you crazy?" And he ran in the opposite direction. We all know the story, that fantastic story of his jumping on a ship, then he ends up getting thrown overboard, swallowed by a whale, and then burped up onto a shore, which is just a few miles away from where else but Nineveh. In today's gospel, the disciples don't run away. They almost impulsively join Jesus. And Jesus gently and steadily teaches them what it means to be the follower of the Messiah. Now, like Jonah, the disciples had their twists and turns in their life. We know the well-known story of Peter, who, in the courtyard of the high priest, denies his association with the Lord. And James and John, in today's story, were so concerned about being on his left and his right, Jesus' left and right, when he went into the kingdom, that they got their mother to lobby to Jesus for them. Well, the disciples, including courageous women like Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and John, and so many others, do end up following Jesus. And they follow him on through to the Passion and to the crucifixion. And luckily, the resurrection followed. Luckily for us, too, because we all know that suffering is an inevitable part of life. So what about you and I? When Jesus utters those two short words, "Follow me," do we run toward him or away from him? I must confess that often I do both, and sometimes simultaneously. I say, "Come, Lord Jesus," but with my actions, I'm giving him the Heisman. As many of you know, Cardinal Marx preached last week here at Memorial Church, and it was the same story of Jesus inviting the disciples. Last week it was from the Gospel of John, today from the Gospel of Mark. And I wanted to echo something that Cardinal Marx said. He said that the essence of our faith is the relationship with a person, Jesus Christ. It's not a theory, it's not the catechism, it's not even the church. It's to be in communion with, to meet with, to live with our Lord Jesus in the here and now. Now, in both last week's meeting, in reading, and in this week's reading, we're struck by how the disciples' response is so rapid. And in fact, it changed history. For most of us, that conversion tends to be much slower. It's a slow, drawn-out process. In order for it to be effective, we have to work with it. We have to work through it. It's the project of a lifetime. And so today, as we read about these rapid transformations, maybe that's an invitation to us to think about the state of this process in our own lives and think about the priority of this project in our lives. And this project takes prayer, awareness of our day-to-day conduct towards ourselves and towards other people, participation in the sacraments, looking at the lives of saints and other remarkable people and possibly emulating them, and shaping our lives so that we're true to the vocation to which we're called. We're very fortunate. The world is in so many respects a glorious and beautiful place. But it also has its brokenness and its fragility. And whether you're concerned with Je suis Charlie, or ISIS, or Boko Haram, or racial tension, or the relationship between women and men on campus, or a job search, or a problem set, or the stock market or the Super Bowl, life in Christ puts our joys and our struggles into context, and it gives us a tremendous freedom here and now. So as we gather at the table of the Lord, we ask for God's grace and transformation. When we're transformed, we in turn change the world. We become better at hearing the cry of the poor, the sick, and the sinful, and loving them as Jesus did. What time is it? The time is now. It's also 4:57, give or take 23 seconds.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director, Gary Glover. With music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.